USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukrainian President Zelensky announced Monday that Russia's offensive in the Donbass region had begun, starting a second phase of the war in eastern Ukraine. As Zelensky warned the world, Russia may use low-yielding nuclear weapons. President Putin Monday said the sanctions against his country have failed, and countries that support them have high inflation and high unemployment. On Monday, a federal judge overturned the U.S. government's mask mandate on airplanes, trains, and other public transportation, calling it an overreach by the federal government. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
As you know, this just came out this afternoon. So right now, the Department of Homeland Security, who would be implementing, and the CDC are reviewing the decision. And, of course, the Department of Justice would make any determinations about litigation.
USFL football week two kicks off Friday afternoon as Michigan Panthers take on the New Jersey Generals. USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
The flight debut of NASA's Mega Moon rocket faces additional delays after many failed fueling tests. NASA said Monday it will be challenging to meet a launch window in early to mid-June. The next opportunity to send an empty capsule to the moon on a test flight will now be at the end of June or July. The 30-story rocket has been on the launch pad at Kennedy Space Center for the past month. It will return to the hangar next week for valve and fuel leak repairs. Ukraine has taken the next step to join the European Union.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has formally applied for membership in the European Union. He says it's the aspiration Ukrainians are fighting for and that they've been mentally in Europe for a long time. Zelensky said he believed this first step would lead to his country gaining candidate status within weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Tyree Sampson, a 14-year-old who died on the free fall attraction at Icon Park in Florida last month, reportedly weighed about 340 pounds. A report written by Quest Engineering and Failure Analysis determined that the ride was functioning correctly with no evidence of physical or mechanical failure, but the restraints on two of the ride's seats, one of which was occupied by Tyree, were modified to open between 3 and 4 inches wider than the ride's other restraints. These changes allowed harnesses on certain seats to open to almost double the normal range. An engineering firm hired by the state found that the operator of the Orlando Free Fall Drop Tower manually altered seats on the ride. Dr. Mehmet Oz, who has been endorsed by President Trump in his Pennsylvania Senate run under the GOP flag, tells Newsmax the endorsement carries a lot of weight.
It's massive. It's already demonstrated that impact. First off, people call you back. It's always sort of nice that when you schedule a meeting, they show up. It's a lot easier to get the basic campaigning tasks done. But the real impact is now when people are talking about the race. I say, listen, President Trump did a lot of work looking at all the candidates in this race and decided I was the best one to represent the state and the Senate, that I was the one most likely to win in November, which, of course, he puts at the top of the list of reasons he endorsed me. But also he knew, and this is, I'm quoting here, I was smart, I was tough, and I will never let you down. I think those are very accurate descriptions. And as a surgeon, that's what I've tried to do my whole life.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.